Good evening, Apollo. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here. You know, when I found out that I was going to do this gig, I immediately put together a message and I pinged it out on our family WhatsApp group to my husband and my children, because that is the kind of rock and roll comic I am. And my son, my teenage son, wrote back to me at once, and his message said, "Thug life chose you, brah." And I was like, oh shit, my child has joined a gang. I mean, what kind of language is this? Thug and bra? It had two R's, but he's a terrible speller. And I was like, oh no. And the other thing is, I thought, this message is not for me. This idiot has sent me a message by mistake, which is for a gang member. What if the next message is something much worse? And that really bothered me, because, well, this was my moment. I am going to Apollo. Like, if I'm going to find out you're a criminal, can we do it next month? So I wrote back to him in all caps, because as a good Indian mother, I mainly shout at my children. I wrote back, "This is your mom." And he wrote back, "I know, gigging like a boss." Thank you. A boss. Yeah, B-A-W-S-E, boss. And also, please do remember, as you listen to the rest of my set this evening, that I didn't choose it, but the thug life chose me. That's right. So I have kids. Of course, you love your kids, and it's difficult to raise them. Small kids are very easy, I find. The biggest downside of having a very small child is they are very boring. Yeah, they want to show you they love you by talking to you all the time, but everything they know, you already know. I mean, literally zero value add in any of those conversations. But you do it anyway because they're your kids, you know? And you know what people say, small kids, small problems, big kids, bigger problems. And the reason is that as your kids get older, you have to discipline them properly. And I find this very stressful because I'm born and raised in India. So what I consider robust, healthy, high quality parental discipline is frowned upon in this part of the world. That's not true. It's illegal. I know, because I have checked. And I want to have really well-behaved kids, but that is no use to me if I am in jail. So, I have to learn what you guys do here. And the big thing here is teach your kids about action and consequence using a multitude of techniques. So you have something called star chart. You know what star chart is? Yeah, no, let me tell you, sir. Star chart is, you find something vaguely not negative that your child possibly might be able to do, and then work it into the conversation and give them a star. Thank you for not kicking me in the face today. Here's a star. And then the other one, action and consequence, naughty step. You've been terribly behaved. Kindly go relax on the staircase. And I was like, I cannot get on board with this. So what do we have from my culture that I can somehow glom onto this so it makes sense to me? And then I thought, of course, our parents talk to us about action and consequence, but the way they do it is they implicate us from the time we're very young in their death. And then use this as a way to guide our behavior. Let me give you an example. Let me find someone who... Sir, what is your name?
John.
John, can I use your name for this? Okay. So, John, imagine you're 4 years old and your mother will say to you, "John, I told you to put one spoon of chocolate in the milk. Why have you put two? Because you want me to die." Very effective with small children, you know. It focuses them. And John, your mother could be from anywhere in India. So if she was from Gujarat, she might say something like, John, bechamach mukyo, mora lohi piyo. John, you put 2 spoons of chocolate in your milk. Why are you drinking milk? Drink my blood. If she's from Punjab, she would say, John, do chamach paiye. Are John, main pitta jawa. Main pitta jawa. John, you put 2 spoons of chocolate in the milk. Fine, I am going to beat myself to death. You please stay here and enjoy your milk. Yeah. My mom speaks Hindi, so what she would probably say is, "Arey John, chammach kya tantana rahe ho? Chura uthao. John, why are you tinkling that teaspoon? Pick up the knife. You know it's what you want." Good stuff. And it was working so well for me with my firstborn, until when he was about 7, I got a phone call from his school. And the teacher said, could you and your husband please come in? Your son has some very specific anxieties. So I went. I didn't take my husband. My husband is Danish, which is to say there is zero overlap in our parenting techniques. Yeah, Danes. My husband's entire parenting repertoire is, darling, please be very, very, very happy. Here is some Lego. So I went. And the teacher said, we don't understand. He's a great boy, great kid. But every time we give him back homework and he hasn't got full marks, he says, I don't want to go home. I think my mother might be dead. And on the inside, I was like, yes. What a good boy. He's been listening. My son. But on the outside, I was like, what? No. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't imagine. Well, what can I say? Danes are very bleak.
A test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Sunlight bright upon my pillow, lighter than the
Dream not creep.
Hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. You are listening to me as you do every other week, and it's great to have you here with me. Yes, I had quite a busy weekend. I was on Friday night last. I was in the Academy in Dublin with legend Tommy Kelly, and we were up there and we were watching Steve Vai, a great, great guitarist. All the music is instrumental, so if you're ever going to a Steve Vai gig, don't be looking for him to sing. It's just the music you'll get, and it's fantastic. I have to say, it's fantastic. It was just to see him working the guitars, unreal, absolutely unreal. Then I headed for Belfast for a bit of a car show, a charity car show. Went up there, we done that on Saturday. Came home on Sunday. A good friend of ours was supposed to go to a gig in Dublin. He won tickets and he didn't get to go because he wasn't going on his own. His wife wasn't feeling the best. I think she's pregnant at the minute, so she wasn't feeling great, and she didn't want to go standing in a park watching a gig. So lucky enough, I got the tickets, and we went back to the '80s to Duran Duran in St. Anne's Park, which is across from where my grandmother, where she lived. My uncle lives there now. And many, many moons ago, we used to all go to the grannies on a Saturday or a Sunday, and we'd go across to the park and we'd spend hours and hours, and there was a pond in it, only to find out yesterday that the pond is no longer there anymore. They covered it over. They drained the pond and they covered it over with clay, and it's back to just being a grass area. But back then, I couldn't foresee that there was going to be a gig venue in St. Anne's Park in Dublin. And it turned out it was a fantastic gig spot. Really was. The place was jammered. Three acts. You had Sinead O'Brien. She was on first. Goldfrapp was on then. And then you had, of course, Duran Duran, who played until about 10:30 or thereabouts, 10:20. Fantastic. It was just brilliant going back to the 80s. And with that, I probably will. We're looking at going to see a Forever 80s, Forever Young. It's an 80s thing, and they are actually the bands, not tribute bands or anything like that. Fantastic, looking forward to that as well. So you are listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, and you know how to get in contact with me if you so wish, or if you have any new music. And I got word off Jordan Dennis. Jordan was telling me that he is touring across in England now with a band, and when he comes back, he's going to have a chat with us and let us know all about the touring that he done over there. And just there you had a song from Pink Floyd, and it's called Julia Dream. And before that, Sindhu V at the Apollo in England. Now, this man, as I said to you, was playing last week. All instrumental. Fantastic. He didn't have the Beast with him. But here is Avalancha, Steve Vai. We'll be right back. There you go, Steve Vai and Avalanche, and it's pretty much like that throughout the show. And I just when I seen Steve Vai, he's no longer got the whiskers, and he looked a little bit Joe Perry-esque, and also a bit of Steve Tyler, a bit of vibe going on from that as well. Brilliant though, absolutely cracking show. Really, really enjoyed it, and yeah, you know what, I mean, I mightn't run out just to see him straight away in the next year or two, but I'd like to see him again, because he's just phenomenal. And he, I think, celebrated his birthday just before he got over to Ireland. Anyway, that is Steve Vai. Check him out. Brilliant. I did get a soundbite from the gig, and I was going to use it till I realised that the soundbite I got was For the Love of God, and last week I played For the Love of God, so there's no point in giving you that all over again. Anyway, these guys were playing, or are playing, were playing in Belfast at Belsonic, and it is of course Iron Maiden with Hallow Be Thy Name.
We'll be right back.
Iron Maiden and Hallowed Be Thy Name. I just seen a picture of Tina and Frankie up at Beltonic, and they look like they're about to get rat arse and bounce around the place. And if that's the kind of music they like, let's go with it, because that's what they're going to be bouncing around the place too. Iron Maiden and Hallowed Be Thy Name on the Liam Burke Show, just like this one from Rival Sons and Electric Man. There you go, that's Rival Sons and Electric Man. Now, from an album that's on Spotify, it is, of course, the one and only Jim Bates, and it's an album called... I love this song, I love this track, the album, the title. It's called Who Cares, from Mr. Jim Bates, and here is Alhambra. We'll be right back. There you go, from the album Who Cares from Mr. Jim Bates and Alhambra. Absolutely brilliant. Love it. Just keep coming out. There's, as I said, there's so many of them up there. There's Jim, there's Tony, there's Dez, there's Paul McCann, there's Jordan Dennis. Just so many of them. The lads are just phenomenal. I just love playing the music, and it's great to have it and being able to play it for you. Now, this band I'm really falling in love with as well. And this is a band called The Who, H-U, and it's the legend of Mother Swan on The Liam Burke Show.
We'll be right back.
There you go, The Who, Hate You, and The Legend of Mother Swan. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really getting into them. Really am, and enjoying it so much. Now, time for more comedy on The Liam Brooke Show, and this time around, Hassan Minja with White People at Indian Weddings.
Montreal, how are you guys? Yeah. Oh, man, thank you. It's been a big year for me, you guys. Major announcement I want to share with you guys here. I got married. I recently got married right here. Boom. Sorry, fellas. She put a ring on it. One ring to rule them all, to be exact. It's kind of like a reverse Lord of the Rings situation where I got a ring and then lost half my powers, which is a very different movie. Sam and Frodo wouldn't have argued as much. They're like, compromise? Listening? No! Throw it in Mordor now! So I have one of these now, and I had an Indian wedding, and it was arguably the most expensive way to tell the rest of the world I'm going to try to be monogamous. Facebook status updates, free 99. I don't know why we're still doing weddings, but I had an Indian wedding, and I did it for my wife, and I did it for my white friends, because I don't know if you guys know this, white people, whenever you guys go to anything remotely ethnic, you guys act like you're on Molly. Holy shit. All of my white friends at my wedding were just like, oh, Hassan, oh, the colors. Oh, what is this? Is this cumin? You're eating rice, Chris. Fucking relax. Now, I don't know if you guys can tell by looking at me, my parents are immigrants, and because my parents are immigrants, I realized something. Do you know what immigrants really love? They love secrets. They love them. Like, they love bottling them deep down inside of themselves and then unleashing them on you 30 years later when it's no longer relevant. So you'll be sitting there, you're like, what? Mom's a ninja, dad's a communist? Why are you telling me this right now? Like, I feel like every conversation with my father is like an M. Night Shyamalan movie where it's just 90 minutes of buildup to no payoff. It's like, I'm supporting you because we're brown, but I don't deserve this. I deserve better. So my dad tells me this story because I was getting married about how he got married. So 30 years ago, in this small town in India called Aligarh, population 990,000, that's a small town in India, he insists it's a small town. He's like, it's a small town. I'm like, you lived in Dallas. You grew up in Dallas, Dad. It's a pretty big town. This tiny town in India called Aligarh. My dad heard a lot of buzz in the streets about this girl named Seema, my mom. And you guys, Seema was that chick. Like, oof. She was the talk of Aligarh. Like, she was like the iPhone 6 of Aligarh. People were like, oh my God. Have you heard of Seema? She's very slim and slender. Her family owns a camera. What, a camera? I don't believe this, right? So my dad just beelines down to my grandfather's house and lays it on the line. He's like, what's up? I'm Najmi. I'm a chemist. I'm going to America. I want to marry Seema. YOLO. Bam. In 10 minutes, he married a woman he had never laid eyes on. You guys don't understand what I'm saying. That's Tinder with no photos. Do you get it? He was just like, question mark, I want that. Good personality, let's hope so. Bam, Najmi, Mary Seema, they come over to the United States. I come out of my dad's balls. I'm here on stage telling you guys jokes about them. That's crazy. That's Inception, immigrant style. It's nuts. I don't know, is anyone here first generation? I see a lot of beige in the room. Anyone here first generation? Yeah? Where are you from, dude? Right there. India? Did you ever go back? Don't you feel when you go back, don't you feel like the rapper that made it? Like when I show up, I'm like, yo, this is how you guys are living? What? Yo, when Hassan's here, everybody eats, son. Everybody eats. Yeah, Capri Sun's on me, fam. Gushers on me, fam. Fruit roll-ups on me. You're welcome. Like they're losing their mind over stale Oreos. They're like, oh my God, Hassan, it's one cookie, but now it's two. I'm like, I'm not even going to give you a Thin Mint. You will shit your pants if I give you a Samoa. You can't handle this, son. This purple box changes everything. Strap in. You will lose your mind. Call up my cousin Sahil, right? He lives in Aligarh. I call him up. I go, yo, Sahil, the prodigal son returns. You name it, I'll bring it to you. What do you want? And he's like, Hassan, just bring me Hershey's. And I'm like, that's it? That's all you want? You could have asked for an iPad Retina. You want Hershey's? Hershey's is a bottom barrel chocolate, Sahil. I mean, they just added almonds and stopped. Are you kidding me, Hershey's? We have a black president and Twix now. Give a shit, Hershey's. I do. Hershey's is the Flavor Flav of chocolate, just dark and irrelevant. No one gives a shit about Hershey's. Yeah, oh, shots fired. I don't care if you work for the Mars Corporation. Step your game up. We've been to the mood, goddammit. You got to step up your chocolate game. Long story short, I gave my cousin Sahil a Snickers bar, and he's in an insane asylum right now. What is this, Hassan? It's nougat. What the fuck is nougat? Those were his last words. Nougat! 18 exclamation points.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
No.
There you go, Queens of the Stone Age, and no one knows except for me. Now, as I did tell you earlier on, young man is heading off to do his tour in England by the name of Jordan Dennis. I had a chat with him a while back, sometime last year, I think it was, late last year. And here is that track from late last year. It's King of the Strings, Jordan Dennis. Yeah, King of Strings from Mr. Jordan Dennis. Looking forward to having a chat with Jordan when he comes back off the tour in England and finding out what else got on down there. Now, here's a legend that I got to spend an evening with last week while we were watching, both watching the gig in Dublin. It's Mr. Tommy Kelly and Here Before.
Let's watch the sun go down and see if we are far. Ignored and thrown away.
faded by the sun of a happy side, yeah. It wasn't really fun. I may be blind, but I've been here before. Say you don't mind, but I've been here before. Water and wine, but I've been here before. Nothing is fine, but I've been here before. Well, I felt so bad since I played your game, but to tell the truth, man, I still feel the same, 'cause I can't do right or do it wrong, 'cause it's the same old line, man, and the same old song.
Yeah, another legend. And I decided the next two tracks as well are going to be legends. And why not? That's four legends in a row. You have Jordan Dennis, Tommy Kelly, and the next two tracks. And this one I'm going to play again from the album Who Cares? And it's the title track of the album. It is from Jim Bates, and it's the title track of the album Who Cares? It's just phenomenal. I really love the title of the... I love the album. Jim, fantastic. Keep it up. Keep going. Here it is.
I had an old cake tin and a couple of sticks of wood and a teenage dream that one day I'd play real good. Then everything changed and my world fell apart. Didn't know who to blame for my broken heart. Hid from the world, felt like a scary place. My hair was in curls down over my face. Derided and cursed nearly every single day. Took a turn for the worse and I lost my way. Who cares about the shape I'm in? I've been beaten flat but I'll come right again. Get this feeling again and again. Like a square peg that don't fit. Had to work out just how I could fix the pieces in my life that were broken like sticks. Some folks that I knew were of a like mind, looking to see what it is they could find. So we all set out along the trail to try to succeed, never wanting to fail. But out on the road I met all kinds of folk, and some were okay, but some were a joke. Who cares about the shape I'm in?
till I come right again. Get this feeling again and again, like a square peg that don't fit in. The pieces and I joined in the riffs. Sometimes I don't know how I kept a straight face. Some folks were okay, but some were a joke. But at the end of the day, well, folks are just folk. They come and they go, and some stick around. Some pick you up and some put you down. But we all gotta choose as we go on our way. The right time to go and the right time to stay. Who cares about the shape I'm in? I've been feeling flat, but I'll come round again. Get this feeling again and again, like a square peg that don't fit in. Had a taste of the bright lights for a while, but you know what they say, a miss is good as a mile. But when the dust settled and I looked around, ain't too many folks still left on the ground. The ones that are just living their lives, not thinking too hard about the past and the ties. The gate is the reason when we've just begun to find a little meaning. She's the only one who cares about the shape I'm in. When I'm feeling flat, she brings me right again. Get this feeling again and again, like a that don't fit in. Who cares about the shape I'm in? I've been feeling flat, but I'll come right again. Get this feeling again and again, like a square peg that don't fit in.
There you go, Who Cares from Mr. Jim Bates, and it's the title of the album as well, as in it's Who Cares. Check it out on Spotify, absolutely brilliant songs on there, and the whole album title, I just love it, I love it. Now, as I did say, there's four legends in this block, and you had Jordan Dennis, Tommy Kelly, you had Jim Bates, and now this band I interviewed a while back, and they're on touring around the country. Go see them wherever you can. Altered Lines Band, Altered Lines Band and Bridges.
You're dancing with death like you're flirting.
was Altered Lines Band and Bridges. Four legends, I told you. Altered Lines Bands. Jim Bates, Tommy Kelly, and Jordan Dennis. Absolutely cracking local music. I actually should do a local music again, another show completely with just local, because there's so many local guys to me. And it's many times can I say local. There you go. I'm kidding. Anyways, time for more comedy. And this time around, I've got Sarah Milken with It's Time to Love Your Face.
Proven with my body image, I'll talk you through them. The first one, I've got a friend who's a makeup artist. And I said to her, I get quite bad black rings under my eyes. I often look a lot more tired than I actually am. I said, is there something that you could recommend that would sufficiently cover that up? She said, absolutely. She showed me this little pot of stuff. She said, this is really good. Get one of these. I said, where can I get one of those from? She said, Harvey Nicks. And I thought, couldn't have been fucking Boots or Superdrug, could it? And it'd be Harvey Nicks. I hate those shops. I find them really intimidating. I find them patronising. But I thought, I want this stuff. I'm going to have to go in. But I'm going to make it the quickest transaction they've ever had. I'm just going to go in, you know. Not like that. That looked aggressive, didn't it? Bring on your patter, bitch. I'm ready. I'd even taken a photo of the thing so I could show the lady, and that's exactly what I did. I went up to the relevant counter and I said to the lady, can I have one of these, please, love? And I showed her the photo and she said, no problem, no problem. And I thought, we're halfway there. And she said, I've just got a colour match here first. Before I could ask what the fuck colour matching actually was, she had me up on a stool so high I couldn't get off on my own. I was facing outwards, like facing the whole shop, and I thought, oh my God, this is so embarrassing, this is mortifying, oh my God, everybody's going to be able to say this is so embarrassing. And then I remembered, it's Harvey Nicks, it doesn't matter because there's hardly ever anyone in, is there? It's like a museum for handbags. So she dabbed the stuff under my eyes, she showed me in a mirror, and I said, you know what, that looks champion, I'll have one of those. She said, no problem, again, no problem. And I thought, surely we're nearly done now. But this is the moment that she chose to wince at my face. Now, I wasn't wearing any other makeup apart from what she just dabbed under my eyes for two reasons. First reason, I was getting used to my face without makeup on and I thought it looked all right. Second reason, I don't know if you know this, but you don't have to wear fucking makeup to go fucking shopping if you don't fucking want to. She winced at my face. Fuck knows what expression she was pulling underneath all of her layers of makeup to get that wince to punch its way to the surface. She must have been gurning so hard she nearly shot herself. She winced at my face and then she said, oh, can I just do the rest of your makeup before you go back out though, yes? And I was furious that she thought it was necessary, so I threw myself off the stool with quite a lot of force. But all I said was, oh, love, I couldn't give less of a shit. So that felt good. Second one, I was walking the dog only a few months ago and a van approached and the driver of the van was a man, maybe mid-50s, and his window was wound down. And as he approached me, he beeped his horn, beep, 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 and then made this noise. When I got home, I said to my husband, that's never happened to me before. My husband said, I want you to think about that and I want you to genuinely tell me if you think nobody has ever beeped their horn at you in the past. And I had a little think. With a degree of horror, I realised that he was absolutely right. But this is the first time I'd ever allowed it to be a compliment. In the past, when anybody beeped their horn at me, I'd always assume they were saying, look at the fucking state of her, she's too fat for that dress, because these are exactly the sorts of things that were going on in my own mind. So technically, I suppose it is the first time it's ever happened to me. And I did respond in quite a peculiar manner. So he approached, beep, 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 beep. And I went like this. I waved at him like I was a small child.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Hi, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Can't find the light that got you through a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you lost your way. When the candlelight of home burns so very far away, where you gotta let your soul shine, just like my mama used to say. She used to say, so shine, it's better than sunshine, better than moonshine. Damn, feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Make it on my own, but life can take the strongest man, make him feel so all alone. Now sometimes I feel the cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back on what my daddy said. He said, girl, it's the darkest before the dawn. Let your soul shine, it's better than sunshine, it's better than moonshine, damn sure better than a rain. And if the people don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day.
Yeah, there you go, Beth Hart and Soul Shine. I just love her voice. Her voice is just phenomenal. And you're listening to it on The Liam Burke Show. And before that, Sarah Millican with It's Time to Love Your Face. Now, I've just been thinking about it more and more and more. I really should do a locals only just to get all the guys, because there's so many people around. There's Des Murphy, Jordan Dennis, there's Paul McCann, there's Pat, of course. Who else we got? My head would go blank now at the minute. Roy Shields, there's Altered Lions Band, there's Jim Bates, there's so many, many, many great artists out there. Tony Smith as well. I just sit down and maybe do a couple of tracks from each, because they are phenomenal. And in the world of making up bands, they are just absolutely brilliant. Now, what have I got for you? Oh yes, Soundgarden and Burden in My Hand.
Down below the
There you go, Soundgarden and Burden in My Hand. And I just remember Chris's unmistakable voice. I remember seeing him supporting Aerosmith in Marley Park in Dublin many, many moons ago. And it was fantastic just to see him. I had known Black Hole Sun, but I never knew anything about Soundgarden or Audioslave or any of them. And I just say, when I hear that voice, I said, I know that voice. And it was explained to me. And I have to say, really, really got into the music straight after, because I bought a couple of CDs as well. So there you go, Soundgarden and Burden in My Hand. Yeah, what have I got? Oh, I know I've played Pink Floyd earlier on, but I want to play this one from Dave Gilmour, and it is called The Blue.
Thank you.
There you go, that was Dave Gilmore and The Blue. Just heard it the other day and I said, it's nice. Just something relaxing before we finish off this week. And speaking of which, we're finishing off now with this next track. And before I go this week, I want to say, stay safe, take it easy. And if you want to get in contact with the show, you know how to do it at this stage. So please do. You can get me, if you want to get me direct on liambourke.com or liambourke on Messenger. That will get me direct. And if you have any bands out there that you feel should be played on the show, let me know and I'll do my best to play it. And if there's any requests for anyone, let me know that too. So I'm going to sign off. Liam Bourke signing off of the Liam Bourke Show. Until next week, stay safe. See you all very soon. And here is The Doors and Been Down So Long.
Now let's take two. Let's take two. All right, let's get serious now.
Well, I've been